With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wildfires rage in the Los Angeles area, chasing hundreds of thousands of people from their homes, leaving many houses and other buildings in ruins.
One fire swiftly consumed a large part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood, sending residents fleeing down the clogged Pacific Coast Highway. Resident actor Steve Guttenberg was urging people who abandoned their cars to leave their keys behind so that they could be moved. And President Biden had to cancel a planned event in Riverside County due to the wildfire threat.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer says a huge fire also burns in the Altadena-Pasadena area with no relief in sight. Parts of the Deep South, it's extreme cold that's the issue this morning. The mercury has plunged thanks to a polar vortex that has invaded from way up north. Also at SRNNews.com, the incoming special envoy to the Mideast harbors high hopes for a hostage deal with Hamas soon.
Steve Witkoff has been involved in negotiations aimed at freeing Israelis and Americans who were kidnapped from Israel and are held by Hamas in Gaza.
We've had some really great progress, and I'm really hopeful that by the inaugural, we'll have some good things to announce on behalf of the president.
President-elect Trump warns of dire consequences if Hamas does not release the hostages by his inauguration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Republican-authored Laken Riley Act has cleared the House, giving law enforcement more authority to detain illegal aliens accused of crimes. Every Republican and 48 Democrats voted yes. 159 Democrats said no. President-elect Trump is again stressing the importance of Greenland and the Panama Canal to U.S. national security. And Mr. Trump suggesting that the Gulf of Mexico could be renamed the Gulf of America. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. This is SRN News. Young men are joining the Orthodox Church.
So many, in fact, that denominational officials say they're planning to open new churches across the U.S. this year. Many young, often single men are learning about Orthodoxy online. And some say they were drawn to it because of its masculine leadership style. The Orthodox Church split from the Catholic Church in what is known as the Great Schism of 1054. Orthodox Christians currently make up just one half of 1% of the U.S. population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ethiopia's Orthodox Christians celebrated Christmas on Tuesday with prayers for peace in a nation that has faced persistent conflict in recent years. Orthodox believers follow the Julian calendar, which runs 13 days later than the calendar used by Catholic and Protestant churches. According to UNICEF, conflicts in several regions of Ethiopia have caused widespread suffering and forced 9 million children to drop out of school. This is SRN News. Some leading Democrats enter the new Congress under scrutiny for what many see as their deception about President Biden's mental fitness over the past couple of years.
Democrats and members of the mainstream media may be among the most suspicious of Democrat leaders, like Charles Schumer, after feeling they were duped by claims Biden was mentally fit to start another four-year term at age 82. It was Schumer who, in February of last year, chalked up concerns about Biden's mental capacity to what he called right-wing propaganda. One anonymous Democrat senator told The Hill the apparent cover-up gave Democrat opponents an opening to tag the entire party as corrupt. Bob Agner reporting.
Former President Carter's body lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, ahead of tomorrow's state funeral at Washington National Cathedral. President-elect Trump says he plans to attend the funeral. Mr. Trump says that the challenges Jimmy faced as president came at a pivotal time for our country. More details at SRNNews.com.